Welcome to Meltdown to Mastery, hosted by yours truly, Jane Markey, ND. In this episode, we have a special guest, Tim Doyle, who shares his profound insights on manifestation. Tim guides us through the unique manifestation abilities of women, teaching how to remove obstacles and attune to the heart and mind of God. We explore the stages of becoming co-creators and address the big questions of our existence. Tim also reveals a powerful prayer for releasing subconscious beliefs. Join us as we embark on a transformative journey of manifestation and self-discovery. Welcome to Meltdown to Mastery. Empowering women to overcome midlife crisis by rewiring the subconscious mind. Feeling overwhelmed, disillusioned, stuck? We all have. Here we explore inspiration and empowerment to navigate through the tough times and move to a place where hearts soar, minds manifest, and bodies heal. Welcome, Tim. So, Tim, let's get right into the juicy stuff. I want to focus on some of the amazing things that you've learned and now truly understand. I wanted to focus on manifestation because often after crisis, we become more aware and awakened to our soul purpose or what our direction should be. And then it's this transformation that happens. So I just want you to start there because apparently we come to learn that particular tool.
When we initially come to this training school, Earth is a spiritual training school. And before coming to Earth, the soul is highly qualified to serve God. And that's the intention of each soul coming to Earth, is to serve the oneness of creation and to serve God. Now, you can define who God is in your own mind, all right? So when we come here to become co-creator gods because we are created in the image and likeness of God. So all of God's characteristics are embedded in each soul. Now, Adam and Eve, which is just a metaphor, it was Eve, the female, who ate the apple because she wanted to be godlike. And to be godlike, she ate from the tree of knowledge, which is symbolic of wisdom. Eve, the female, has feelings, and her feelings are normally 100% correct if she relies on her feelings. The feelings connect the female to the heart of God. The male is connected to the mind of God. Now, both male and female are created in the image and likeness of God, male and female. But in the female, she is more attuned to her feelings. She also has attuned to the mind of God, but her feelings are a priority within her. And in the male, it's his logic. He too is connected to the heart of God, but more so, he is connected to the mind of God, his wisdom. So in the manifestation process, when the soul comes here, they both have the capability to manifest. Now, the universe determines based on how the feelings, what is motivating the individual, male or female, and what it is they want to manifest. Normally, you want to manifest your dreams and desires and so forth. So there's a feeling that comes with it. You just don't wake up and decide, oh, I'm going to move to Florida or I'm going to buy a car. You feel into it. And when the feeling is right, which this is the gift that a woman has. She knows her feelings. She knows what is right. What happens is when she starts feeling, what she does then is then she goes to the mind of God. She feels and she says, this is what I want to do. Then she starts thinking the logic. Is this possible? Can I do it? Can I afford it? Do I have faith in myself? Can I believe in myself? Do I have the tools to accomplish what it is I desire? But a female, being a goddess female, and all women are goddesses. If they embrace that they are goddesses, the responsibility is not of the female to manifest her desires. All she has to do is have the feeling. She has to have the feeling and know that this is what she wants. The manifestation of her desire comes from the God, as if she's in a partnership. It is the male's responsibility to fulfill the goddess's dreams and desires. And if a female is in a relationship, every female should be in a relationship where the God adores her. If the God does not adore her and wants to do everything to bring her dreams and desires into manifestations, she's not in a good relationship. Because when a God wants to fulfill the goddess's desires and manifestations, the goddess will do everything to support the God, the male. So the key is the female has to know that she is protected, secured, loved, nurtured, taken care of. When she does this, and when she feels this, then she will do anything for her partner. Now, if the female is not in a relationship, it makes no difference. The universe will support the female. All she has to do is desire, put it out to the universe. This is what I want in my life. The universe, knowing that she embraces that she is a goddess and she is feeling it and it's right for her, the universe will synchronize events to bring those desires to her. There's nothing, she doesn't have to do this and do that, or think she needs this or she needs that or more education. And all she has to do is desire it and know this is what she wants. And universal mind will synchronize all events to bring her desires and dreams into a reality. It's basically that simple, Jane. However, females are not taught that. They're taught to be in the Bible and Quran and other teachings that the female is second citizens. This is not true. This is not true. In fact, in the days before, I say days before, 10,000 years ago, before there was a shift in the continents on this planet, the females were the ruling governor or governess or president of the countries of the world. And they worked together in peace and harmony, balance and unity. And it was the female's responsibility to, because she's a nurturing, loving female and she was in charge of her people, she had the feelings and the desires how to rule in love and compassion to bring the best peace and harmony, balance, not only to her people, but to the adjoining people around. That change after the shift in consciousness and men who thought they were more powerful or were not. Females normally females evolve, and let's first start and say there's three levels of training in the spiritual training school. When you initially come here, whether it's male or female, you go through the ego process. You don't remember where you came from, why you're here, and so forth. So you're here to survive. That's the first thing that the soul learns, is they need survival. So they will abuse others to survive, to meet their needs, their sensual desires, their physical desires. They will abuse others, steal, whatever it takes to fulfill their own security, whether it's physical, sexual, mental, and so forth. And then based on the laws of cause and effect, the soul learns that what he does to others will be done unto him. So gradually what they do is they learn to move into the next level of training here, which is the spiritual man, and they start becoming more considerate of their fellow neighbors, workers, family. They take responsibility for who they are. So then eventually they move into the co-creator God status, where they know who they are. They know that when their consciousness is pure for the good of the people, for the good of themselves, they do the right thing in every moment. Then they come into the realization. They don't even have to come into the realization. They just know that their desires and dreams will manifest because of they're not selfish in what it is they want to desire. Now, those are the three stages of soul development: the ego stage, the spiritual man stage, and then the co-creator God stage. What we have now in this world is we have a lot of our political leaders and our bankers and CEOs. They're from the initial stage of soul development, which they're in for themselves, for the ego, for power, money, satisfaction through central gratifications or physical gratifications. So that's currently what's going on in the planet now. Now, we will also tell you that the Earth on 21 December 2012, it was labeled as the end of the Mayan calendar. But what really happened is that our solar system completed the orbit around the galactic center, and Earth moved from a third dimension, very low vibration frequency, where it encouraged the development of the initial stage of soul development, of fulfilling those desires of power, greed, money. It moved from the third dimension into the fifth dimension. Now the planet's waking up to love and spiritual development and oneness with our brothers and sisters and so forth. So gradually, what will happen as time goes by, the corrupt people on the planet who are in political positions, ruling people and so forth, will be removed. New leaders will come in that will rule for the good of the people. So we're in the early stages of we call it the golden age, where souls don't have to die because there's no need to die. If you're in a consciousness of love and peace and oneness, and in a consciousness of wanting to do the right thing in every moment, the body doesn't have to die. There's certain things that a person needs to do to take care of their body. And one thing is your body is made up of an acid and alkaline state. If your body is in an acidic state, more so than an alkaline state, then diseases, cancers, viruses, colds, infections thrive in a acidic environment in the body. If the soul raises the alkalinity in their body from an acid-dominated environment to a neutral alkaline environment, there's no disease in the body. Diseases cannot survive in an alkaline state. Same thing in a swimming pool. When a swimming pool gets dirty and cloudy, what do? They put pH up in it, which increases the alkalinity in the water in the swimming pool to remove the bacteria and the disease and make the pool water very clear. Same thing for the body. You raise the alkalinity level quickly. And the formula for that is a half a squeeze of lemon juice and a teaspoon of baking soda and 10 ounces of water, and you'll raise the alkalinity level in the body immediately. If you're coming down with a dis-ease, a cold, a fever, if you take that drink mixture immediately, you'll kill whatever is taken, overtake your body. Regardless of whether it's a cold, where they say, well, if you have a cold, it'll last for 7 days and work out of your system. That's just not true. You take the alkaline and baking soda and you can heal your body immediately.
I know. It's powerful stuff. I'm a naturopathic doctor, so I totally understand what you're saying. And we get programmed to believe it's so much more complicated. And if you fall into that, then you're taking prescriptions that acidify more. So it can be a downward spiral, along with fear thoughts.
There's no money in lemon juice and baking soda. A doctor cannot make money. So they don't broadcast this because it would put the pharmaceutical companies out of business, cough syrup companies out of business. It'll put a lot of businesses out because the soul really doesn't need to have those artificially manufactured products in their body. Lemon juice and baking soda.
It's, beautiful, simple. So back to manifestation. And I think this is something that I've intuitively known that you need to feel it first. So you need to ask the question, what do I want? Or what do I want to create in this lifetime? And then find that feeling, especially for women. So can you describe that more, how you get to that?
They say that necessity is the mother of invention.
Yeah.
So when a female needs something, it really needs something, she'll get the feeling of what it is she wants. She has to feel it. She has to feel it because she is connected to the heart of God. And when she feels what it is, then she knows. There's a knowingness that comes with this, Jane, that when you want something and you feel it and you come to the rationalization like, yes, this is what I want. I want to move. Where am I going to move to? Am I going to move to Florida? I'm going to move to where my mother is. Do I want to move where my family is? They'll come into a feeling and they'll know that feeling instantly. When they feel that feeling of what it is they want, that's when they need to pursue it. And just all I have to do is say, see, when creation was created, all God said was, let there be light. So when a female comes into this feeling that she knows this is what I want, it's got to be a feeling though. It can't be what someone tells her to feel. It's got to be her feeling. And once she comes in and she feels it, then she has to say, yes, this is what I want. And there cannot be no doubt in her mind because gods and goddesses don't have doubts when they're manifesting something or they're going to create something. If you have a doubt or you lack confidence in yourself that I don't think I'm smart enough and you start making excuses, you go beyond that. You just feel it and they'll say, this is what I want to bring into the reality of my life. And when they do this, the universe will support them. It'll bypass all that discernment that someone will go through. Am I making enough money? Am I educated enough? You just bypass all that and you just know this is what I want. This is what I feel, this is what I desire, and you just put it out to the universe, and then you wait. You wait until the universe synchronizes the events to bring it into your life. And it's that simple for a female. A little bit more complicated for a male to bring it into manifestations because he doesn't feel as deeply as a female feels.
Yeah, so when you say feel deeply, is there a connection to heart that's involved there?
It's a soul connection. You feel, you've got your third chakra is your solar plex chakra, which is your feeling body. And it's right below the heart, your third chakra. Your heart is your fourth chakra. So when you get that feeling like, oh, this is true, this is what I want, it is the center of your soul. This is what you want because you're directly connected to the heart of God and you feel it. The female feels more deeply and more accurately than the male does. So it feels like it's in your heart, but it's right below your heart. It's your feeling body. It's your feeling body. It's your subconscious. It's connection to your light body, the soul's light body.
That really clarifies where it is. And yeah, it feels good. So do we need to have, in order to manifest, is our soul intention or soul purpose, does that come into it at all? Or
yes, it does. It does. There's what happens in my life. I've had many desires that I wanted to bring into manifestations, and they didn't materialize only because something better came along. When the universe takes something from you, it replaces it with something better. This is what the soul has to know, that if it's a relationship and someone is removed from that relationship, it only means that there is someone better that will treat them better and fulfill their desires than the previous one. Same thing with a job. When a job is removed and so forth, as the soul will go through a thinking process like, why did I lose this job? And maybe they created it, that they were irresponsible or something. So what happens is, it's like we get these life experiences to teach us wisdom, and we learn from our mistakes. But also, like you say, in the manifestation process, when you want something and you don't get it, it's only because something better is planned for you. And you just have to accept what it is and just flow with it. There was a time when I was first married, and my wife's uncle was selling his house, and he promised it to us. He says, I'm selling my house. And we said, oh, we're interested in the house because it was near my wife's family. And so we were working on a bank loan. And the next thing we knew, planning on this house, next thing we knew, he sold the house to someone else. He just went ahead and sold it. And we were both a little disappointed. Yeah. But what happened was we had another house on the Chesapeake Lake overlooking the Chesapeake Bay, overlooking the bay, right on the bay, less expensive. That was just a beautiful spiritual surrounding with loving people and so forth. So yeah, we did not get the house that was we thought that we wanted. We got something even better than that, Jane. So when something, you don't get what you want, wait, you'll get something better. Even in a relationship, if you don't get what you want, wait and be patient and just know that something, and tell yourself something better will come along, and it will.
Which is part of the manifesting, right? Believing that something better will come along.
It is, because the universal mind, God talks to each soul in every moment. The soul is not listening. They do not listen because they have all these thoughts running through their mind. I've got to get the kids ready for school. I've got to go to work. I've got to do this, yada, yada, yada. All these mundane thoughts are running through the soul's mind. And so what happens is there's a frequency in the mind, the brain, I call it the God frequency, that you can attune to. And regardless of what's going on in your life, that is the loudest frequency that you hear. You always hear the universe talking to you, telling you, do this, do that. It gives you a feeling of what to do, what not to do. And you can even ask a question. It's almost like you're talking to God in every moment. On my website, there's a 28-day program, how to attune, teach yourself to discipline your thoughts and feelings and to attune to this God frequency. So you're always in attunement to this frequency. It was taught to me back in 1983 when I was going to become a metaphysical minister. And I was my teachers were telling me to do this exercise every day for 28 days. And after a while, I could see these negative thoughts coming to me. And it's just a matter of getting rid of the negative thoughts. If the thoughts in your mind are not loving, uplifting, compassionate, positive, then get rid of that thought. So it's a matter of just disciplining your thinking. And then at the end of 28 days, you start listening and you hear. It's like that's the largest frequency in your mind, because a soul has access to thousands of frequencies. They can think about the frequency of cooking, of flowers, of traveling, of sightseeing, of dogs, of animals. Anything a soul wants to think about, they can just attune to that in their mind and say, I want to learn what it is to cook. How can I make a better spaghetti sauce? And they start thinking about it, and they'll find their spaghetti sauce, whether it's on Google or the internet or someone shares it with them. But so whatever the soul desires or wants, as simple as that is, it will come to them. It's not this great big thing that, you know, God's up there ready to create it. No, we're creative beings. All we have to do is think about it, put our focus on it, and we'll manifest it. What people don't realize, we have a conscious mind and we have a subconscious mind. The purpose of the conscious mind is to validate what we see, what we hear, and what is a truth. Now, we know that 1 + 1 = 2. And if that's true, we file that formula into our subconscious mind, and we know always that 1 + 1 = 2. You cannot file 1 + 1 = 7. Now, the conscious mind will not validate that and will not put it into our subconscious mind. But what happens is that that conscious mind can be fooled. It can be fooled by a parent saying, Johnny, you're not smart enough. You're not tall enough. You're not thin enough. You're dumb. You're not going to amount to anything. You're not going to be successful. And so the child takes that programming from someone he believes in, an authority figure like his parents, like a teacher, like the government, to believe something that is not true. For example, 100 years ago, the Catholic Church taught that the earth was the center of the solar system. And if you didn't believe that, it was a sin. We know now that the earth is not the center of the solar system, the sun is. The soul has to be careful of what they believe. And if they're believing something that's not true, they need to remove that belief very quickly. And that's a very simple process that you can remove a fear. Let's say, for example, that you're taking swimming lessons. And you go and you take swimming lessons and you put on your life jacket. And then for some reason, you go into the water, you're in the deep end, you don't have your jacket on. You have an experience where you're afraid of the water. Well, the soul then believes that they have this fear of water because as they were experiencing this life experience, it was fearful to them. So they believe this was to be true, that water is dangerous. So they take this experience and they bypass the conscious mind because the conscious mind experienced it. So they thought this must be true, that the water is dangerous and I could drown from it and I'm afraid of water. So it's just something that then is filed into the subconscious mind, but you can remove these fears very quickly. It's like removing a bad photo off your camera. It's called the prayer protection. It's on the website and it only takes 5-10 seconds to say this prayer, if you know what to do, and you remove it off your subconscious mind, just like removing a bad photo off your camera. So it is in your manifestations. You do have to believe the conscious mind will get you to focus in on what it is, because the conscious mind can have only one thought at a time. I can't be thinking about spaghetti and I can't be thinking about raising a dog at the same time. It's either one or the other. So that's the purpose of the conscious mind, is to stay focused on what it is you want to desire. So if you're thinking like you want to bring something into manifestation, but you don't know what it is, just stay focused in, okay, what is it that I want to change? I want to change this. And search with your focused mind, with your conscious mind, of what it is you want. You want to make a change. You don't know what it is because nothing feels right. So when you keep searching with your conscious mind what changes you want to make in your life, and then you come upon it and you get that feeling of, this is the change I want to make, and you feel it in your soul, then you'll say, I'll make the change. And that's how you manifest. And allow the universe to manifest it for you. All the female has to do is just feel it, know it, speak it, and be patient.
So is it important to remove the obstacles, the subconscious mind that might be saying, I'm not good enough to really manifest this?
Most important to remove all these. A lot of females have been abused. And first of all, let's just say this. In this world of cause and effect, in this training school, nothing can happen to you unless you were the initial cause. So let's just take a female who gets abused by her husband. That cannot happen to her unless she was an abusive male in a previous life that abused a female. So when in our life experiences, nothing can happen to us unless it's a learning process where we're learning wisdom or we're repaying a karmic debt. So if someone steals something from me, which they have in the past, it hurts to know that this person steals it from you, but I know that I must have stole something from someone previously to have to experience this. So the only thing I can do is go to forgiveness. Mm-hmm. When I forgive this person for stealing from me, then I go back, and what the universe does, it forgives me for my initial cause of abusing someone else. If I don't forgive this person, then I will be stolen again and again and again. People will continuously steal from me until I learn to go to forgiveness. Not forgiveness for that person, but initially forgiveness for myself. If whatever this person did, I can't affect him. I can only affect myself. So I need to forgive that person. And by forgiving them, I forgive myself for my initial abusiveness. Let's move on to a female gets abused. Even as a child, and she's got these haunting feelings, and it just bothers her. She can't sleep, and it's something in her memory, and she can't get into a peaceful relationship with another man because she feels she's going to be abused. Very simple to remove the feeling. Dane, I don't know if you have any fears or not, do you? Mm-hmm. That you don't have to admit it. Just pick one, a fear that you think holds you back. You don't have to tell us what it is.
The fear of not being good enough, because I had my sister come in shortly after I was only a year and a half, and she came in and my mother turned all her attention to my sister. And then as a young child, you feel that you're responsible for that, that you're not good enough. That's why it's happened. So I've been working on that unconscious belief since I realized that's what it is. It's a program, but it's one that, I still realize is in my programming. Yeah. And
okay.
It's deep because it was very young. Yeah.
Okay. Would you like to get rid of that in 15 seconds, that feeling you have? It's been haunting you since you were 4 years old, or how old you were?
Yeah, since I was 2.5.
Okay, since you were 2.5. Let's get rid of, I'll show you how easy it is to get rid of that feeling. Okay. All right, now, you have many feelings in your subconscious mind. You may not know it, but you might have a fear or an anxiety about in my body. But life experiences will raise these. The purpose is so that you become aware of it so you can remove it. So what happens is, in your solar plex, we have all these fears. Let's say hundreds of them, all right? You may not think so, but there are. So what we want to do is remove that fear. So we take our left hand and put it right above your belly button or your navel, Jane, okay? Mm-hmm. Put your left hand above the navel. Put your right hand on your heart, okay?
Okay.
You're going to remove it from your solar plex, and you're going to transfer this feeling into your heart, where it's going to be released into the universe, all right? So with your hands in place, this is very critical what you have to do now. You have to feel the fear or the thought or the anxiety you want to get rid of. So you have to bring that into your conscious mind, because your conscious mind, you can't just speak like, oh, I want to get rid of this feeling. You got to feel the feeling to get rid of it. All right?
Yep, got it.
You got it? All right. Say these words after me. This feeling is not mine.
This feeling is not mine.
This feeling does not belong to me.
This feeling does not belong to me.
I release this feeling in love.
I release this feeling in love.
Now and forever.
Now and forever.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, Jane, try and find that feeling.
Oh, you know what? It was incredible. I felt it move into my heart and move out. No doubt. I can't even go back to thinking it.
I know you can't.
Yeah. I'm not, Al, I would have to force myself.
Don't do that, because you'll put it back on your subconscious mind. Okay. Huh? Jane, that's how easy it is. And that was so powerful. I've been doing this. Well, discovered this. I was taught this back in 2012, and I teach this to people all over the world who have these fears for many years, and they can't believe it's that easy to get rid of it. It is. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's very good for your female listeners who, regardless of what feeling or what anxiety or what fear they have, they can release it immediately off their subconsciousness, and you'll feel lighter. Feel lighter.
Yeah, and these programs they're there for all of us because we're human, and it's just part of being here, isn't it? Can you repeat it? I'll put it in the show notes as well, but someone might want to write it down.
It's called the Prayer to Remove Emotional Parasites. And it's on my website. It's very simple. It's very simple, but we'll say it again. Step one is you put your hands in place, your left hand above your navel, because that's your solar plexus, that's your feeling body, and it's connected to your light body. And your right hand goes on your heart. That's step one. Step two, which is most important, you have to feel what it is you want to get rid of. You want to get rid of this feeling, fear of water, fear of heights, fear of abusive feelings that you get, reliving something from a past event that's into your subconscious. You have to feel it. And once you grab a hold of the feeling, then you say these words. This feeling is not mine. This feeling does not belong to me. I release this feeling in love now and forever. Amen. And instantaneously, it's gone. Now, Some people will say, no, impossible, or they don't believe in God, or they don't believe this possible. It's not going to happen to them. And it's not that you have to believe it. You just have to be open-minded and do it. And you'll feel it. You'll know it's gone because you can't find it.
Yeah, exactly. And right, those obstacles can be there, but it's all about belief, right? That we can believe that we are powerful and can do this.
Well, we're created in the image and likeness of God. This is a spiritual training school. Each person that comes here comes to serve God with their whole heart, soul, mind, and body. So we learn by cause and effect, the universal laws of cause and effect, and we create karma. And so our life experiences are based on learning wisdom or repaying karmic debt. Now, I will tell you that in this spiritual training school, there's obstacles. Everything is in this spiritual training school. All central desires, all temptations, all possibilities, and so forth. And who's in charge of this is Archangel Lucifer. Now, he is, they call him the devil, and the word devil comes from, if you, Eve eating the apple, Eve getting ill, and that's where it comes that devil is the deity. Eve got ill eating the apple, supposedly, so they came up with the word devil. But Lucifer is an archangel. He's not a fallen angel. And God, when God creates angels, he does not create a bad angel. All right, come on. Think about it. Fallen angels, no such thing as a fallen angel or a bad angel. That's ridiculous. That's what they'll say it is. But Archangel Lucifer, his role is to tempt us in every moment. Now, Lucifer, his name means the bringer of light, which means that through temptation, through temptation to the soul, and by the soul disciplining himself from these temptations, he becomes illuminated in light. He becomes more spiritual each time they resist these temptations by the devil or Lucifer. So a lot of people, Lucifer will promise you, Lucifer can manifest anything in your life very quickly. Power, greed, money, fame, and so forth. But there's a price to pay. And what you have to do is you have to fulfill ritual desires, ritual sacrifices to Lucifer for payment for what he's going to give you. So you may have to sacrifice your wife or mother or family or your soul or so forth. There's a lot of people in Hollywood that have done this. They wanted the power, they wanted the money, they wanted the fame, and so they will sell their soul to the devil, but then they have to go through these satanic rituals of sacrificing children or drinking the blood of children and so forth. All that is real. It goes on. That's just part of what goes on in this universe to souls that are in the lower dimension of soul advancement. They're in that ego stage of spiritual development, and they'll do anything to please their ego. But that's just common. That just happens, and you know it, and you just pay no attention to it. You don't put any energy into it, what goes on in anybody else's life. Because your mind can only hold, your conscious mind can only hold one thought at a time. And if I'm thinking about Jay-Z and Beyonce being possessed by the devil, I can't be thinking about my responsibilities in my life of becoming a more loving, positive servant to serve my God, to serve God.
that is something I really wanted to cover and so important to realize because, yeah, we can manifest anything, but there could be a price if it is ego-based. And so to move into this co-creator God status, it's about wanting to help the planet, help others. Like, we are all one.
God creates all life, animals, plants, humans, souls, extraterrestrials. Let's just say that we are in the Milky Way galaxy. Our solar system is in the Milky Way galaxy. The Milky Way galaxy has billions of stars in it. Each star is a solar system. Each star has planets around it. So alone in our Milky Way galaxy, there are probably a trillion planets, all with life forms, most of them with life forms on it. Now, the Milky Way galaxy is only one of a billion galaxies. So there's trillions, hundreds, there's probably thousands or maybe millions of trillions of planets out there in the universe. And God needs a governing force for all of them. Earth, within our Milky Way galaxy, God needs, the universe needs, co-creator gods and goddesses to govern these planets, these solar systems, these galaxies. Now, my teachers are the golden ones. The golden ones are co-creator gods. They came through a training process thousands or millions of years ago, and they're returned here. And so their mission is to teach spiritual development for the souls. Now, Jane, I don't know why they selected me, okay? I don't know. I just know that one day in meditation, as a meditation, I was probably about 3 in the afternoon, and this golden light being appeared to me in my mind's eye, and I could see him as clear as if I was watching television. And he reached from around his neck, and he took a necklace off his neck, floated across, I won't say across the room because it was in my mind's eye, but floated from the distance where he was in my mind's eye to me. And he placed this necklace around my neck, and I got this tingling sensation in my body. So that was in 1983. I continued, I guess I was guided to become a metaphysical minister, a Reiki master, Kundalini yoga instructor, teacher. I drank the ayahuasca in Peru. I studied all these facets of spiritual cultures on the planet. I was exposed to it, and I learned something about everything to assist the soul in learning how to deal with any situation in their spiritual development. What causes this? What causes that? They taught me about the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, how God-embedded characteristics are in the subconscious mind and how it gets to the conscious mind and the processes it goes through and so forth, how to remove obstacles out of your path, how to clean your light body, how to keep your body healthy and so forth. So in 1912, I was in southern New Zealand, October of 2012, and a group of these beings asked to join my meditation. I didn't see them like I saw the one initially. I just felt a group of these spiritual beings coming to join my meditation. And I said, in my mind's eye, I talked to them with my thoughts. And I welcomed them. I says, who are you? And they said, we come to join you. I says, okay. And so I continued my meditation. I didn't think anything of it. And then 3 months later, in February of 2013, I'm in my basement in upstate New York doing my Kundalini yoga practice. And they start talking to me. I always talk to my teachers. I don't know who they are, but I talk to them. I was 12 years old, Jane, and I'm laying in bed and I'm afraid of the dark. And I think that there's maybe a monster in my closet or a boogeyman under my bed. And so I'm laying there and I'm having difficulties going to sleep. And I get this thought in my mind, if you change to thinking about something happy, you can't think about anything else. It says, think about something happy. So I start thinking about a roller coaster and having fun on a Ferris wheel and so forth. And so I went to sleep. So that at the age of 12, they were talking to me, telling me how to improve my life. And they're always talking to everybody in every moment, but we're not listening. Why was I listening then? I don't know. I don't know. Anyways, I'm in my basement in February 2013, and I'm talking to my teachers as I do my stretches and so forth. And it's almost like I felt they were across the room watching me, and they were telling me things. And I said, a day later, they wake me up at 2:30 in the morning, and they said, go to your computer. So I went to my computer, and this is whatever you get in your mind, just type. So whatever I thought, whatever thoughts I was feeling, I just wrote it down, and it was relating to Adam and Eve coming to Earth for the first time. And so I got to the end after reading the paper, and I said, wow. I says, I can't put my name to this. I says, I didn't write this. I can't take credit for this. I says, how should I sign it? And they said, sign it the golden ones. So this was in February of 2013. I realized that the group that was working with me, teaching me, were the golden ones. So I can't claim anything that they teach me as my own. I just state that I'm a student of the golden ones. They use me to get their message out, and I put it up on the website. And
so your website is thepathtooneness.com?
Yes, thepathtooneness.com.
Just tell us about oneness in some final words, because I think that's ties into manifestation and doing the right thing at all times.
No, that's God consciousness.
Yeah.
We're here to train to be gods, co-creator gods. And so God doesn't have any ill feelings to anyone. He accepts people as they are. He allows everyone to be who they are. And he has no judgment. And he's not selfish. He takes responsibility for all he is and so forth. So that is our part of our training here, is to come into that consciousness of being loving, accepting, support one another, build up confidence, empower others, assist people, whether it's to clear obstacles from their spiritual development, or whether it's just to help someone change a tire in their flat tire in their car. Whatever your attention is brought into where you can help someone else, you do it. You keep love and compassion and oneness going on in your life now. What other people are doing makes no difference. You're only responsible for your own manifestations and what you do and not what others do.
And that's how we'll see the world change from the corrupt leaders and things that are happening is within each of us.
Exactly. We become the example for everybody else.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Tim. I really enjoyed this.
Jane, I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and to help your female audience. They're goddesses, and they don't have to struggle like society tells them who they are. They're not the second class citizens that society has deemed them to be. In fact, they're more powerful. If we had more female leaders in this world, it would be a better world.
Agreed. So we each need to move into that, especially females.
If you've enjoyed the information in this episode, share it with someone you care about and know will benefit. There is one thing for certain. Meltdowns are inevitable. Let's move into mastery together. In the show notes, you'll find my link tree, which has links to many of the most popular platforms. You'll also find links to connect to the featured guest, webpage, and social media. Thanks again for being committed to mastery. Change in this world really starts within each of us.